what has happened is there's an evaluation process by the Revenue and Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. And what they're doing is they're putting in place on a pilot basis a new marker system. In other words, all agricultural diesel will have a new marker in it, a dye that cannot be washed out, because that's the ingenuity that they decide to exploit, where they actually wash the dye out and then it turns up as valid, clean diesel. So what's happening is there's a joint effort going on between the two, customs and the revenue on both sides of the border, and hopefully it will be effective.
Why is there such resistance to a rebate system, which seems by many the more logical solution to this?
Well, I think we're going to see it in the forthcoming October budget. I've been on to Michael Noonan about it, and the response I've got from the department and from the minister is very positive. So I think we're going to see it. The indications are that, in fact, it will be in the budgets. You know, further measures, I mean, implemented in January 2013, do require that all licensed fuel traders have to make electronic returns to revenue of their fuel transactions every single month. And these supply chain control measures are designed to make it difficult for the fuel criminals to source marked diesel for laundering and to get laundered product onto the market. And analysis of the monthly returns of the fuel trading, that will enable revenue to identify suspicious or anomalous fuel transactions and the patterns of distribution.